Whoa, it's been a minute since I've been able to come on our podcast with something fresh. And so I'm so excited that I did not allow the season that I just came out of to silence or mute my voice. Hello, all of you who are following this podcast. It's your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica, with a fresh new vibe and a fresh flow that's sure to develop you and refresh your soul. Well, I'm excited. We're gearing up for our end of the year push that we're calling Pushing Forward. I know all about that because I had to push forward in the midst of a hellacious season. I was sitting back thinking about being a woman preacher and what it meant and some of the challenges and things that I had to face as a woman of the cloth, a woman who love God with all her heart, who was anointed and have a mantle to do some great things. I didn't discover how many predators were out there in the world until I dared to step foot into that arena. And this is not for everyone. This is not true of every person. But some of you out there have a call on your life and you've barely escaped the predators of the world. And now you're in this arena where you feel like it's the safest one of all, and there's predators in that arena. What I'm talking about is in what we call Christendom or king. I'm careful not to say kingdom because kingdom looks different, but there's an ecosystem, there's a system around every particular industry. And I, for the lack of a better word, I'm gonna call it an industry or organization. And so I've learned that if you're a fly, beautiful woman, there are people who are not fully committed to God as you are that will try to try you. And when you stand their your ground, they will try to break you. I just wanted to send this out to the woman who is thinking about bending and the woman who is afraid that maybe you have been broken because you stood your ground. Well, I was the woman that stood her ground, and you'll be misunderstood when you stand your ground. I want you to make the all on your life more important and the mantle in your life more important than your emotions, more important than your fears, more important than your economics. I know that's important to say because some people, you're full-time ministry and it feels tempting to bend a little just so you can live. Don't bend. I'm reminded of the virgins who had, you know, you had a few, the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. The wise ones had their oil, their lamp oil full, and they were preparing and waiting for the bridegroom to return. In our wait for the return of the Father, we have an assignment to do, and we have to protect that oil and make sure no oil is wasted. But then you have the foolish virgins who splurge their oil, I guess, thinking they can replenish it. Be careful of the circumstances, situations, and the people that will make you feel like you have time to play with what's on your life. You don't have time to play with what's on your life, to play around with your mantle, to contaminate your oil. And if you're standing your ground like a wise virgin, you will get the reward. The Lord will cause his light to shine upon your countenance. People will know you in due time. But don't you ever feel like you made a mistake for standing your ground. Sometimes the best gospel you can preach is the integrity of your life. And so I went through all of those phases, and I wanted to share that on this podcast, which caused me to take some time back. I stepped back for a little while to reflect, to think about some decisions I made and the posture I took. And I'm proud of the decisions I've made. I get to look in the mirror and say, girl, you the real deal. I get to look in the mirror and be proud of myself. And then there are some of you ladies who say, P.E., I wish I was bold enough to protect my all at that time and bold enough to stand on God instead of what men can do with my mantle, what platform they can offer. But I made a few mistakes. If that's you, I want you to look yourself in the mirror with redemptive eyes and say, girl, I forgive you. We still anointed. I forgive you. we're still capable. And allow God to use you and pick you up from where you are and to go forth. Take the shame off your face. Dip everything that you are in the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ and go forward. I know some of the challenges that women face in ministry that we don't talk about is taboo because we don't really want to shame the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. You won't shame the name of Christ. You can never embarrass a God who can hold his own bottom. But you might make a few other people blush a little bit. It is real. There are predators in every field. And if you're a woman of the cloth, you're a woman of ministry, and you got a few things that has come your way that made you doubt who you are, whether you stood your ground or gave in, I'm here to encourage you to emerge. My platform is about you. You can emerge. You can rise from the ashes. You can ascend higher than where you've been. I'm praying for you that your faith is restored, your confidence is assured, and that you can rely and trust on God for every season. That wherever he wants you to go, no man can close that door. Whatever door he's open, it will remain open for you. Whatever door he's closed, it has purpose. Don't pry it open. Whoever God needs in your life will be in your life. Those who have eyes to see will see according to the Spirit. Those who have ears to hear will hear what the Spirit is saying concerning you. Don't push your way, pry your way. Trust that God has made the way possible for you. I'm talking to the woman with a call on her life to preach the gospel, talking to the woman who's saturated with all. I'm talking to the woman who has a word on her lips. Don't you dare back down. And those who've stood their ground, God will repay you for your integrity. Those who along the way have found themselves cast aside because of predators, God will restore you and still make your way prosperous. It's your girl PE giving you a glimpse of her life while also letting you know I'm here for you. I'm called to the woman who's meant to rock the world with Jesus Christ on her lips. I love you. Have a great day. It's time to emerge.